You know, we've spent some time in the last few weeks talking to various county clerks about how the voting is going. And while every now and then we sure get messages from you saying you're frustrated or curious about something, to the county, we have heard that things are going very well. Robin O'Connor is the Lake County clerk. Let's check in with Lake County. Robin, you're on WGN. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for inviting me.
You know, as I was saying that, I thought, well, what, is the county clerk going to say, no, it's a catastrophe, we don't know what we're doing? Of course they're going to say it's going well. But let me put that question to you. So how is it going there, Robin?
No, it is really, truly going well. The only thing that we're experiencing, which we've experienced before with early voting, is that we do have long lines. And we have offered a few options for our voters in that direction to help them out. So I'd be glad to explain them to you if you'd like. But that is, we are actually excited when we see voters out voting. We wish that their lines were smaller or that they maybe would come a little bit at a different time so they don't experience these lines. But, you know, bravo. Election is at full swing.
So how many places can you vote in Lake County then?
Oh, well, we have 17 early voting sites.
And so, you say people are standing in line, and maybe on a day like today, if they're standing outside, they're standing in the rain, right?
Yes, yeah, some people are.
My wife voted yesterday, and she stood outside for about a half an hour, but everybody seemed to be okay with it, and they were socially distancing.
I really have a high respect for our voters. All of them are just behaving with such courtesy to their neighbors. In the idea that they're social distancing, and I have asked people to continually be patient and polite, and we really do see that across the county.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Good job, voters.
Well, can you give me any numbers? How many people have voted, say, so far relative to 2016?
Oh, well, I can give you the numbers for today. I don't have my 2016, but I can get that for you in a minute. I can tell you how many individuals for early voting have been cast so far.
Sure, I'd like to hear that.
Okay, that I can give you because I have that number right here. I have we have the total early voting ballots that have cast. We have 43,717.
In Lake County, that's...
Yes.
And you've been doing it for how long? A couple weeks?
No. Well, we've had early voting start at our county building. We have one site within the county building in Waukegan, but we have started since Monday. So from Monday through... Okay, I have that number for you, too. So from Monday to Friday, we have 37,814 ballots cast.
Wow. So really, people... because in Chicago, I know they had a super center downtown where you could vote for a few weeks now. Maybe you had something like that in Waukegan. But of the 43,000, 37,000 have voted in the last 5 days. Last four
Correct.
Days, really. So
Correct.
Folks are
Correct.
Continuing to vote now. Okay. And then what about the mail-in ballots and stuff like that? Do you have much advice or information about how well that's going? Are you able to keep up with the mailed-in ballots there?
Yes, we are able to keep up. We've had about 163,472 vote-by-mail ballots requested. That's our recent number. And we have received 45,021 vote-by-mail ballots.
Wow. So if
we're
I may...
moving forward on that, we are processing them as quickly and safely in proceeding. For our vote-by-mail ballots that we're receiving, we are working through this week. Usually by the weekend, we are generally caught up with the whole complete week.
But more people have voted by mail in your county than have voted in person so far.
Yes, in that respect, yes, you have.
And I guess that's not surprising.
Like almost 9,000, correct.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess that's not surprising because the people that are going to vote in person will, I don't know, do you think more people are going to vote on election day than on any day previous?
You know, I wish I could give you that answer. You know, people have asked me that, and I really don't know. We are seeing this great surge with early voting. But in Lake County, early voting has been popular, but we're just seeing a lot longer lines, more days. We also, this year, have extended our early voting hours. In the past, we had certain sites that were open longer, And basically, I said, let's just make them all the same. Let's keep them open longer. And so, therefore, we've added, on an average, at least 2 more hours per day for each early voting site. So we're hoping that will give more opportunity for voters to come out and do this early as and also late and on the weekend.
Yeah. One last question for you. Robin O'Connor, Lake County Clerk, you said tips. So if I want to avoid the lines, what day of the week or what time of the day should I vote?
Well, no, this is what I, yes, I mean, you, this is what I'm going to present. And this is something new for Lake County. We love it. It's a pilot program that we're working on right now. And what it is a interactive tool to find the closest early voting site. So if you go to our website and you go to the site that says Early Voting Site Finder, you can then see the whole map of all of our early voting sites. And if you click on a site, it will then tell you, give you a GPS, tell you how to get here. But here is the key. Here's the diamond. We have given wait time. So if you go on the site and you say, hey, I'm close to the new Lake County Fairgrounds. That's one of our new sites. It is a universal site. It's huge. It's wonderful. It's in the middle of the county. We encourage voters to try it. So if you go to that site, you can go ahead and look, and it will pop up a certain color, and that color on that interactive map will align to how much the wait time is. So the judges are putting input. So we think that's fabulous.
I think that's a diamond. I think that's a diamond.
It is a diamond.
Okay, and what's the website then there in Lake County for the early voting site finder? How do I get to that?
You know what? I just tell people, just put in Google Lake County Clerk, Illinois. It's just easy. It takes you. And then when you go to our homepage, the clerk's page, there will be a 2020 election how to vote, and then there it will say early voting site finder.
This is really good information. Robin O'Connor, Lake County Clerk. Keep up the good work, Robin.
Thank you. Go out and vote. Your voice, your vote, your choice. Have a great day.